I want to go to Disney World.
I want to go on the Haunted Mansion.
I want to ride Splash Mountain.
Have your kids decided it's time to book your next trip to Disney? Save yourself the stress of planning and booking that trip by calling Jimmy and Kim over at Once Upon a Time Travel. They will help you with any questions or concerns, and then book your Disney vacation free of charge. Contact Jimmy and Kim Horn on Facebook at Once Upon a Time Travel or at onceuponatimetravel@yahoo.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 196 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed, and welcome back to the show. For this week, we decided that since there was so much excitement coming out of this past D23, that we're going to actually go ahead and play one of the recordings that we got from all our co-hosts being over there. They sat into many different panels, and I tell you what, this is probably one of the more exciting ones. This was the Park and Resort panel that they had, and I believe it was on Saturday. So anyway, what we're going to do is play the recording this week in its entirety. Thanks, guys, for recording this. And then what we're going to do next week is basically discuss some of the fine points. As we've brought up on other shows, when D23 comes out with these announcements, they tend to bring up more questions than they do really answers. So definitely next week we're going to discuss this, but just so everybody's on the same page, and in case you haven't had a chance to either see or hear this already, here is the Park and Resorts panel that they had at D23 this past July. So you're going to hear a lot of great stuff. There's a lot of different entertainment between the announcements. I decided just to leave everything in there so it's from beginning to end exactly how it was. So I hope you enjoy it, guys, and definitely tune in next week as we discuss some of the fine details about what you're going to hear right now.
Disney Parks and Resorts.
And proud cast member,
Bob Chapek. Hello, D23. Wow, what an opening number. Let's hear it again for these fans. I am so glad to be with all of you here today because we have some really, really big plans for Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, and we've been looking forward to sharing them with all of you, our biggest fans, here at D23 Expo. You know, one of the things that never changes for me, no matter how many times that I've been in our parks around the world, is that feeling that you get when you stand on Main Street and the hairs stand up on your arms. And I'm sure that many of you have that same feeling when you enter and you first see that castle. It's that intangible but very real feeling that sets us apart. It's our DNA, and it's at the heart of our Disney magic. And as you know, every single day at our parks, millions of guests make memories that last a lifetime. And one of the ways that we do this is to create amazing new worlds that continue to raise the bar. And as you'll see, these new worlds are full of incredible surprises and experiences, your favorite stories and characters, and that completely immersive Disney adventure. But when it comes right down to it, the magic really lives in the people who make it, our more than 145,000 cast members around the world. Because they make it all real for every fan and guest. And as you might suspect, we get a lot of mail. In fact, our sites around the globe receive thousands and thousands of guest letters. They include heartwarming experiences that you've come to expect from Disney. But whether it's Shanghai or Paris, Anaheim or Orlando, Tokyo or Hong Kong, Cruiser Vacation Club, or any of our parks and resorts businesses, the overwhelming majority of guest letters have one thing in common. That, of course, is that our guests love to recognize our cast members, because the moments that we make and that you all love come truly from those special one-on-one interactions between our guests and our cast members. Now, some of you may have seen our unforgettable advertising campaign from last year. It was built around real guest stories. So what we did is that we combined footage that our guests recorded with some magical moments that we captured. And I have a favorite that perfectly showcases the unique magic that only Disney cast can create. Let's take a look. Kind of gets you every time, doesn't it? Of course, our cast make everything that we do possible. And as Walt Disney once said, whatever we accomplish belongs to our entire group, a tribute to our combined effort. And thanks to our teams around the world, it's been a huge year for Parks and Resorts. Making your dreams come true is who we are and what we do. So let's take a quick look back on the new magic that we celebrated together this year. To our sites around the world, and all of this that you just saw was just since January. Even the biggest Disney fans can't travel around the world to see it all. So to celebrate the fun that we've all been having, we wanted to bring a little piece of it to you. So as you leave today, you'll each get one pin unique to our sites from around the world. These experiences, but there's so much more in store. It's our goal to inspire happiness and create magic for our guests at every age. At Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, we think about our guest perspectives as we create our new and exciting worlds. And I'll bet many of you are looking forward to the two new Star Wars themed lands coming to Disney. Now, I'm guessing as many of you may have remembered, Bob Iger announced our bold and ambitious plans right here 2 years ago at D23 Expo. And since then, there's been just a little bit of enthusiasm about them. So our Imagineers are pushing the boundaries of what's possible with these new lands. And it's probably an understatement to say that we all can't wait until 2019 when they open. Now, those of you that have been lucky enough to go to Walt Disney World and see Pandora, the world of Avatar, you all know how truly spectacular that is, right? And it created a whole new level of what's possible for a completely immersive environment. And our ambitious plans for these Star Wars themed lands is going to raise that bar even higher. As you know, these lands will have two attractions. One that puts you right in the middle of a battle between the First Order and the Resistance, including a feeling that you're actually inside a Star Destroyer. And as you can imagine from this image, the scale of this attraction is unlike anything we've ever done before. As you all know, you'll also have a chance to fly, yes, the Millennium Falcon. And you all will be in complete control of the experience. And whether you're flying the ship or shooting the blasters or preparing for hyperdrive, each guest is successful when they complete their mission, and everybody works as a team. Now, if you've been able to see the model in our pavilion, have you seen the model of our pavilion? You know that the lands themselves are going to be very spectacular. In fact, I would say they're going to be epic. But the one point of view that you can't quite get yet is what it's going to be like to actually step inside this world. So we want to share a video with a model that's going to help you imagine what it's going to be like to actually go into these worlds on the edge of the galaxy. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we will be calling these lands Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. The name represents all the unknown adventure happening here, and we're looking forward to welcoming all of you in 2019. And all along, we've been saying how incredible these lands will be, and this video is, of course, just a small flavor of what you can expect when you visit Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Now, you might have seen a favorite little droid rolling around in that video, and yes, BB-8 is one of the characters you can find there. This lovable droid from the new films will be joined by other fan favorites like Chewie. You'll also encounter members of the First Order and definitely have a sense of what it's like to feel the wrath of Kylo Ren. You might even catch a glimpse of a certain droid who has piloted us into trouble before. That's right, Rex is going to be there. Y'all to worry, because he's got a new job this time. More about that in a minute. Now, we're here to tell you even more about what else you're going to bump into in Star Wars. And what you can expect when you visit our Galaxy's Edge is Scott Trowbridge, the Imagineer who's leading this incredible team that's working on this project. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Scott Trowbridge. You know, and you were right. There actually is a ton of excitement out there on the Galaxy's Edge. In fact, this remote trading port has long been known as a stepping-off point for epic adventures and a stopping-off point for some pretty interesting individuals. And as Bob just shared, this outpost is filled with characters, alien creatures and droids, some of whom we know really well and we've met before, but some we might be meeting for the very first time. But all these great Star Wars stories have a new twist. This time, you're invited to participate with them in your very own Star Wars adventure. For example, Bob mentioned that we might find Chewie here. Oh, and Hondo? Huh. That's interesting. Hondo's always up to something. In fact, I hear he might be looking for some flight crews for some new endeavor. Who knows? Well, if Hondo and Chewie make a deal, looks like it might be the perfect opportunity for us to find ourselves in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon and take the controls ourselves in one of the fastest ships in the galaxy. But just remember, as we've announced before, this is a living place, a place where your choices matter, and a place where you can even earn a reputation. For example, if you prove to be one of the hottest flight crews in the galaxy, you might find some extra galactic credits coming your way. But if you bring back the ship all banged up, well, the boss might not be too happy. You might even end up on the list of a local bounty hunter. I hear that Harkos here is someone you particularly don't want to mess with. If your name ends up on his list, well, that might truly be a problem when you show up at the local cantina. But don't worry. For the rest of us, the cantina is a place where there's always fun to be had. I think possibly due to some of the unique drink concoctions they serve there. But maybe it's something else. Maybe I hear there's a new DJ in town over at the cantina. Maybe that's the reason. In fact, it's somebody that Bob actually mentioned already. His name is, what's his name again? Oh yeah, Rex. Yeah. He's an awesome DJ. I hear he is really, really great. In fact, I'm certain he's 100% very, very skilled at his job. Nothing's gonna go wrong. I mean, what could go wrong? I mean, this series of droids is known for their expertise and their grace under pressure, right? I mean, I think, that's what I hear. Anyway, maybe he'll be a better DJ than he was a Starspeeder pilot. Do you think we should give him a shot? All right, good, he's in that. Of course, if that's too much excitement, the entire village is actually a great place to explore, kick back, maybe partake of some farm fresh blue milk, or maybe acquire some new one-of-a-kind treasure from across the galaxy. Rumor is it that this guy, Doc Ondar, has a really unique collection, and if the price is right, he is willing to trade, no questions asked. In fact, this outpost offers a number of locations to explore, stock up on supplies, or just relax. But maybe, like me, you're looking for a bit more excitement. Bob also mentioned that we might find BB-8 here. Well, that probably means that the rest of the Resistance is nearby, ready for action, and looking for new recruits. And where we find the Resistance, the First Order is usually not far away, and that means Kylo Ren. Woo! Yikes. I wonder what, or maybe who, he is after. Well, one thing is for sure, I have a feeling that our visit to this remote outpost is about to get a lot more exciting. But this time we're gonna find ourselves right in the middle of the action. There's so many more adventures, characters, and surprises awaiting at the galaxy's edge. And I'm so excited to invite all of you to come to this place, to discover it, to live your own Star Wars adventure beginning in 2019. And, well, I hope to see you there. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott. I know that we're all anxiously awaiting 2019. Now, we are going to open these lands at slightly different times, but I'm excited to tell you that we're going to be opening the first right here in Anaheim. The Walt Disney Company is home to so many beloved stories and characters, and as we look forward to the development on these Star Wars lands, we often think of something Walt said when he encouraged us to never lose sight of one thing. It all was started by a mouse. Mickey Mouse completely changed the world of entertainment when he made his debut in 1928. And as we all know, billions of people have made a special place for Walt's pal in their heart. He's made friends all over the globe, and nearly 90 years later, he continues to inspire us and generations of children. Yet, over all these years, we've never really had a chance to join him in this cartoon world. And that is about to change. We are thrilled to announce that we are creating our first ever ride-through attraction built entirely around Mickey Mouse. And we're calling it Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It's coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios, and we think it's... We think it's going to become an immediate hit with guests. And I'd like to invite the Imagineer working on this very special attraction to tell you more. And as you're going to see from his tie, we know that Mickey's in good hands with him. So please welcome Kevin Rafferty.
Who out there loves Mickey Mouse? Right? Who doesn't love Mickey? And that's why I'm so over the top excited to tell you about our first Mickey-themed ride ever! Many of you have asked us, when do Imagineers going to create the next original story for an attraction like you did for Pirates of the Caribbean? It's a Small World and Haunted Mansion. And when are you guys going to create the next attraction theme song like you did for those same favorites? Well, I'm happy to tell you, we're doing it right now! Our most classic of our classic characters, Mickey and Minnie, are getting their own state-of-the-art major family attraction with a new story and singable and lovable theme song. And that song is already in my head, it's stuck in my head, I can't get it out, and that's a good thing, right? You know, I've had the honor and privilege of working on a lot of attractions in my almost 40 years in Imagineering, and I can always tell in my gut when we have something really special. And everybody, this is going to be really, really special. After all, it's Mickey's first ride, and that means we really have to deliver for him, right? And for you. Talk about a daunting responsibility, especially when you consider that few people have experienced life without Mickey. Still, as Bob alluded to, no human being has ever been able to literally step through the movie screen and join Mickey and his friends in their animated world. Until now. In Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, you'll get to ride inside the wacky and unpredictable world of a Mickey Mouse cartoon short. Think of it as your own fish out of water story in which you're the star and anything can happen. But not to worry. When the unexpected does happen, and you know it will, Mickey and Minnie are there to help keep you out of trouble. But you'll continue to slip right through their gloved fingers as your zippy, zany, out-of-control adventure takes you through many surprising twists and turns, dazzling visual effects, and truly mind-boggling transformations that happen before your very eyes. You're not going to believe what you see.
What do you say? We want to ride!
Ride? You got it, Mickey! The fun begins when you'll see the premiere of a new cartoon short featuring Mickey and Minnie getting ready for a picnic. As they head off to the park in their little red car, they drive alongside a train and discover that the engineer is Goofy. Then something happens. I'm not going to tell you what, but suffice it to say, it'll lead to one magical moment when you'll get to step into the movie screen and onto Goofy's train. With Goofy as your engineer, what could possibly happen? This all looks and sounds like you'll need 3D glasses, right? Wrong. We're doing this by creating for the first time ever, trust me, you've never seen anything like this, a totally new experience we're calling 2.5D. No glasses required. Inventing new technologies that turn a flat world of a colorful cartoon short into a dimensional display of amazingness. By the way, these videos were shot by a team member with a smartphone in our mock-up space. You know how the Mickey shorts have a very stylized and flat design? What we're doing is flat out bringing to life that flat world in an unbelievably unflat but flat-looking way. Make sense? Let's just say we're not letting any real-world logic or physics get in our way. No way. Let's take a look at one of our very first mock-ups that inspired one of our actual scenes that is turning out a billion times better and is totally different than what you're about to see here. With this early 35-foot-tall experiment we put up in a warehouse building, it's still really fun to watch. Let's take a look. Pretty cool. Because our new attraction is inspired by the Mickey shorts that you can see on the Disney Channel, it has to deliver the same style, pacing, comedy, and sound. That's exactly why we've asked our friends over at Disney Television Animation, the folks that bring you the shorts, to partner with us to bring our attraction to life. There, our director, Joseph Holt, who established the style of the shorts, composer Chris Willis, who established the musical sound of the shorts, and executive producer, supervising director Paul Rudish, who established the shorts themselves. I just love these guys. Paul and his team are totally on board with what we're doing, and we've asked them to make sure we stay honest to the world and characters they create for the small screen in our very large attraction. This is not going to be a small attraction, folks. This is going to be game-changing. I am so lucky to be leading one of the most brilliant, most creative, imaginary teams I've ever had the pleasure to work with. Everyone on our team is so excited about bringing this dream to life. And when we do, it's going to be a masterpiece. And speaking of Mickey, I want to let you in on one more little secret before I go. You want a little secret, don't you? Okay. In a very fitting fashion, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway will have more hidden Mickeys than any other attraction anywhere in the universe. I promise you, even if you ride a zillion times, I don't think you will ever find them all. I can't wait to see you all aboard.
Well, come on, fellas. What are we waiting for?
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Kevin. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is a fresh approach to our most beloved character ever. And speaking of classics, you might have seen that we recently introduced the concept of a place where all the attractions, entertainment, and characters of our past live. It's a special warehouse where everything is treated with the care and affection that our collective memories really deserve. Let's take a watch. Been loving the return of the Main Street Electrical Parade, right? And now clearly this warehouse held an entire parade, so it's vast. It's also very well maintained, as you saw. You may be interested to know what's coming next. Well, you're going to have to stay tuned for that, because we have to keep something today a surprise. But since you're our best fans, we created a medley of entertainment numbers throughout the years, some of which, honestly, you have not heard for years. So please enjoy this one-time-only performance created only for you. So we're having a lot of fun dreaming up the possibilities, both big and small, for what's next. And this is particularly exciting as we look forward to Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary in 2021. As you know, we recently celebrated the opening of Pandora, the world of Avatar. It culminated the transformation of Disney's Animal Kingdom into a place where you can experience the magic of Disney both at day and night. And over at Magic Kingdom, we added a new Fantasyland, and guests continue to love Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and the Enchanted Tales with Belle. And we just discussed two really big projects that will enhance Hollywood Studios for generations. Literally no area of Walt Disney World will be left untouched. And that's why today we're excited to build upon the news that I teased out at Destination D. Now, some of you may have been there when I said that the teams are thinking big when it comes to Epcot. Today we'll give you a peek at some of what we are doing so you can imagine just how big we're thinking. Now, our work on the park is centered around a few guiding principles. We want to keep it true to the original vision while making it more timeless, more relevant, more family, and more Disney. We're also ensuring that these plans incorporate what we've been hearing from our guests, especially from our families with young children. They love Epcot, but they wanted to have a little bit more of that Disney wow factor. And that's why we asked an Imagineer who worked on the original plans for Epcot to now lead the teams in updating it. Many of you may recognize him from his role in Horizons, and he's earned a distinction reserved for very few, meeting his own animatronic. Please join me in welcoming Tom Fitzgerald. Thanks for joining me here, Tom. We have got a great crowd here.
Happy to be here, Bob, although I have to say, I still wish I looked like one of those two guys in the picture.
I don't think you've changed a bit. You look just the same.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. So it's been about 6 months since we first hinted at our big plans for Epcot. And before we share some news about what's coming, Tom, I'd like to ask you a little bit about how we're approaching this work, because Epcot means so much to all of our fans.
Sure. Well, Epcot has always been, from day one, an optimistic celebration of the real world brought to life through the magic of Disney. It's really kind of a living showcase of the world we have created and the world we continue to create together. It's a place where the real becomes fantastic and the fantastic becomes real. And while Epcot gets ready to celebrate, believe it or not, its 35th anniversary in Florida, back up in Glendale, our Imagineering team is busy at work planning for Epcot's future.
And what a future we have in store. I mean, that's especially true when you consider World Showcase.
It's a really special place where guests of all ages can experience the cultures from around the world in a global community, and guests love it. And it's no surprise that these beautiful countries and their histories have inspired many of Disney's most beloved films. You all know that Norway serves as the inspiration for Disney's animated hit film, Frozen. And last year, we opened Frozen Ever After at our Norway Pavilion. My colleague Kathy Mangan, who's somewhere in the house, and her team did an incredible job, and it is a huge hit with our guests.
You know, Tom, in fact, they love it so much, they're requesting more fast passes for that attraction than any other attraction in Epcot.
That's great.
And we want to build on that success so that World Showcase celebrates both real countries and the worlds that they inspire. So I'm thrilled to announce we'll be adding a brand new attraction, Ratatouille, to the park. Right past the Eiffel Tower. It's going to be patterned after our popular attraction at Disneyland Paris. Guests are going to shrink down to the size of Remy and join him on a crazy race throughout the kitchen and Gusteau's restaurant. Ratatouille is already the number one attraction at Disneyland Paris, and we really think it's going to be a great addition to Epcot.
And we're also looking at enhancing some of our existing attractions. For example, we're creating a brand new film for the China Pavilion, and we're doing it with some new technology. We all know that Walt Disney was a master at innovating, and throughout his career, he created so many different storytelling and motion picture first. One of his favorites was CircleVision 360, which debuted here at Disneyland, and it's been a staple at World Showcase at Epcot since its beginning. Well, now, taking a cue from Walt and the original CircleVision, we're creating a next-generation digital camera system, much as we did for Soarin', and we're going to be taking this rig on the road to film our very first seamless CircleVision show for the China Pavilion.
So I promise you, this is just a glimpse of what we have planned for World Showcase. So stay tuned, because there's much more to come. And as you all know, there's a whole other part of this park, too. This evolution is designed to stay true to the DNA of Epcot, particularly those ideals of optimism and hope and awe and wonder of our world. And as this blue sky artist concept drawing shows, we also have big plans for the front of Epcot. Now, it's going to continue to build on Epcot's celebration of creativity and ingenuity.
That's right. Epcot is a reassurance that we are part of something great. If we can dream it, we can do it. And Epcot has always been a place where the real becomes fantastic, where you can train to be an astronaut, where you can travel beneath the seas. But it's also become a place where the fantastic becomes real. For example, talking to a sea turtle named Crush, or soaring around the world in 4.5 minutes. But now that fantastic is about to become real in a whole new way.
That's because we're thrilled to announce today that Epcot will soon have a brand new e-ticket attraction based on the rockin' action-packed world of Guardians of the Galaxy. We think this epitomizes our goals for Epcot in a way that stays true to the original ideals. It's also more timeless, more relevant, more family, more Disney. And it will really give fans that sense of wow that they've come to expect from Disney.
So the Guardians are going to take our guests on an out-of-this-world adventure, but it will still be very rooted in an Epcot story. In fact, the reason that the Guardians have come to Epcot in the first place is that young Peter Quill actually visited Epcot as a kid. Living proof.
Who knew? Who knew? So Tom, how in the world did you get that photo?
Rocket stole it from the Guardian.
Yeah, that collector. Of course he did. So guests at Disney California Adventure already love stepping into the worlds of the Guardians of the Galaxy. And we're excited to give guests in Florida a chance to experience this world in a new way. Now, the teams are working on all of this and more in time for the opening of Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. Now, work of this magnitude obviously is going to take some time. But in the meantime, Tom, tell them what's in store for guests starting this summer.
Okay. Next month, we'll be reopening Mission Space. And when we do, we're adding a brand new mission to join the already popular Orange Mission. Our partners at ILM have worked their magic on making the Mars mission look even more incredible. But wait till you see what we've created with them for the all-new Green Mission. Guests are going to blast off for an orbital adventure around our planet. And as you can see in some of these clips, it's kind of like soaring around Earth. And with this Green Mission, what's really great is that younger kids can join the adventure for the very first time.
And this is just one more example of how we're looking to enhance what we already love about Epcot and following one of our guiding principles to give families even more opportunities to join the park together. Tom, we've got some other extraordinary plans. What else would you like to share with us?
Oh, there's a lot I'd love to share with you today. But I'll save that for the next time. I'll tell you one more thing. We all know that guests love dining at Epcot. It's one of the real keys of Epcot. And the restaurants there really are out of this world. But now we're about to create one that takes that literally. Adjacent to Mission Space will be a brand new table service restaurant that will invite you to travel high above the Earth, where you'll enjoy great meals and an even greater view.
That's fantastic, Tom. I know all of us are wondering where we might see your next animatronic head.
Well, I don't know where Subway is going to be, but from the looks of this and everything else we have on board, I think I'll be spending a lot of time at Epcot.
Thanks, Tom. Tom for sure. really is just the tip of the iceberg of what we've got in store for Epcot. Transforming that special park in preparation for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary is going to be a very big priority for us. But as you know, at Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, we aim big when it comes to celebrating milestones. So there's one more thing here. We also want to announce a brand new attraction coming to the Magic Kingdom. Over its 45 years, attractions at the Magic Kingdom have been a source of inspiration for all of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, including at our most technologically advanced park, Shanghai Disney Resort. So I think it's only fitting that it will be soon home to be Shanghai's highest rated attraction. That's right, Tron is coming to Walt Disney. Shanghai can't get enough of this thrilling fast-speed ride, and I agree, it's a total rush. At Walt Disney World, it will sit in an entirely new space right next to Space Mountain. And we're planning to open in time for the 50th. So, we're obviously very proud of our parks and attractions, but what we do at Disney, like I said in the beginning, is just different. We are more than attraction A plus attraction B plus attraction C because there's real magic in what we do. From researching and booking a trip at home to arriving at a resort to meeting your favorite characters to all the memories that you can make and then take home with you. And that's why we're working to make every aspect of our visit with us even more magical. We want every moment, including transportation, hotels, dining, and more, to be distinctly Disney. It's a complete immersion that aims to create an unforgettable experience. And with our stories and characters, we do it in a way that's only possible at Disney. Your Disney adventure begins even before you enter any one of our properties. And once you're there, all the problems and distress of the real world should disappear. These are places where the impossible easily happens. Happiness is made, and yes, of course, that unique Disney magic becomes very, very real. So today, I'm excited to tell you the new ways that we're infusing even more Disney into our hotels and transportation and further invite all of you into the worlds where you never have to leave the store. Now, as you all know, our guests who stay with us have an even more magical opportunities to be part of the magic that we're talking about. So let's start with Europe's top tourist destination. We're going to create a hotel at Disneyland Paris that would make Tony Stark proud. I'm thrilled to announce that Disney's Hotel New York, The Art of Marvel, will transport our guests. We'll transport our guests into the action-packed, inspiring world of superheroes, including Iron Man, Avengers, Spider-Man, and others. Guests will be able to explore the Marvel Universe through its comic art, films, superhero costumes, and more, all displayed in the style of a contemporary art gallery. Now, you may have also heard that we recently did a survey about an entirely new way to live your very own Star Wars adventure. Now, we wanted to explore a revolutionary vacation experience, and I must tell you that the response was out of this world. So today, I am thrilled to confirm that we are working on our most experiential concept ever. It combines a luxury resort with an immersion in an authentic Star Wars environment. It will invite you to live your own dedicated multi-day adventure in a galaxy far, far away. It's unlike anything that exists today. From the second you leave Earth, you will board a starship alive with characters, stories, and adventures that unfold all around you during the voyage on the galaxy that spans several days. And you'll immediately become an active citizen of the galaxy and live everything that that means, including the opportunity, of course, to dress up in the proper attire. It is 100% immersive, and the story will touch every single minute of your stay with us. And it culminates in a unique journey for every person who visits. Now, these early artist concept renderings show that this is going to be a truly unbelievable experience. But one of the things I'm most excited about is that every window in this place has a view into space. It will stand out amongst all the resorts around the globe and will make an incredible addition to Walt Disney World. And I have to tell you, we feel like this could be the start of something very, very big. So I know there's a lot of Star Wars fans out there, but I'm going to guess in this crowd that we've got a lot of Disney Vacation Club fans too. So as you know, on Monday, we're going to open up our newest Disney Vacation Club resort, Copper Creek Villas and Cabins at Walt Disney Wilderness Lodge. Because our DVC members are amongst our most loyal fans, we also have special news for them today. Because even before we open Copper Creek, we are proposing a 15th DVC location, Disney Riviera Resort. We're excited to share its stylish elegance with our DVC members. We're planning a rooftop restaurant with unbelievable views of the nighttime spectaculars at both Epcot and Hollywood Studios. And that will have many members, we believe, wanting to make this their home resort. So as we all know, there was no bigger innovator than Walt Disney, and it's our honor and responsibility to carry out his legacy. His vision for Disneyland created the entire theme park industry, and his big picture thinking, including themed transportation. So let's take the monorail. It debuted here in Anaheim in 1959, and guests obviously still love it today. In fact, we hear that many young children who visit our parks think of the monorail or the tram as their very first attraction. So as many of you know, getting around Walt Disney World can take a bit longer than you really want. And quite frankly, that's understandable because the entire resort is roughly the size of the city of San Francisco. And that's why we're working to get you exactly where you want to go at Walt Disney World, all while having more fun along the way. So over the past several years, personal transportation, as you all know, has been revolutionized and changed our expectations as consumers. So since we're all about exceeding guest expectations and making every aspect of your vacation uniquely Disney, we are creating a new point-to-point transportation service in a way that only Disney can do. And as you can see, it's themed to the one and only Minnie Mouse. We're starting to roll out this service called our Minivan service. And when it's complete, it will take you everywhere you want to go at the Walt Disney World Resort, and you'll ride in classic Minnie Mouse style. But we're not stopping there, because since we want you to have even more fun getting into our parks, I'm also proud to announce that we're building a whole new transportation system. Now, it may resemble an old favorite. The Disney Skyliner will soon give our guests a bird's eye view of Walt Disney World. This brand new system will connect all of these resorts with Disney's Hollywood Studios and the International Gateway at Epcot. Now, many of these gondolas are going to feature some of your favorite Disney characters. And what a better way to get around the resort than with your pals in the sky. Across Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, we're proud to treat our guests to world-class entertainment as well. So whether it's watching parades and spectaculars, or frankly getting goosebumps during our fireworks, which happens to me, or losing yourselves in one of our riveting shows, our teams continue to create show-stopping entertainment that guests remember forever. And I'm thrilled to announce today that a new theater is coming to Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World Resort. And as this concept rendering shows, it fits well right off of Main Street, USA. That's because it's based on the iconic Willis Theater in 1920s Kansas City. Across Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, we've been upping the game in entertainment, and this new theater at Walt Disney World continues that streak. Now, we'll definitely have more to share later on what exactly we'll be performing here. But we're also looking forward to a brand new Beauty and the Beast show coming to Disney Cruise Line this November. you know, we're in the process of expanding our existing fleet with two new ships. And we're so proud of the spectacular entertainment at Disney Cruise Line. Now, this new show on the Disney Dream is based on a live-action movie and includes two songs by Disney legends, Alan Menken and Tim Rice, that debuted in the blockbuster film. You know, there's a lot of great things about my job, but one of the things I love most is that opportunity when I get to see projects and initiatives really early in their development, way before the public ever sees them. And I can tell you that this one that we're talking about now, Beauty and the Beast, is particularly amazing. So today, we wanted to share an early look with all of you. So here to set the stage is Wendy Anderson, the show's creative director. Please join me in welcoming Wendy. Woo!
Thank you, Bob. As Bob said, we've created a brand new production of Beauty and the Beast. We're so excited about this. We're using live-action film as inspiration, and that gave us the opportunity to truly put a new spin on this tale as old as time. Working with an incredible team of artists from Broadway and beyond, we found several key motifs from the film to help create a truly unique production. The play actually unfolds inside of one of Maurice's music boxes. And to make this idea a reality, we brought together fantastic Disney technology and simple theatricality. We're able to travel from the little town into the woods to the maze of a castle and feel truly transported. Our cast ensemble also transforms throughout. They're becoming villagers, wolves, puppeteers, and more, all to support this idea. One of the things that really sets our production apart from any other Beauty and the Beast is the way that we're handling the wonderful enchanted objects. We're using puppetry to bring those characters to stage. Again, taking our cues from the live action film, we wanted to keep the scale of the puppets, of the objects, true to life. In our production, Belle can pick up Lumiere and use him as a candelabra. Mrs. Potts can actually pour a cup of tea and Belle can drink it. And now, we'd really like to give you a peek behind the curtain into part of what Bob sees with some video from our rehearsals in Toronto this summer. You're going to see performers in rehearsal clothes, mock-ups of puppets, blank white walls, and more. It's a look at all the building blocks that we use to bring the full picture to life, which we will in November on the Disney Dream. And now, yes, thank you. And now I'd like to welcome to the stage a wonderful group of performers who have helped us develop this show earlier in the process to give you all a taste of Beauty and the Beast.
She's never looked at me that way.
Isn't that fantastic? That was really fantastic. So, if we could, prompt her up? There we go. It's a nice crutch. So we're talking about Disney Cruise Line, and one more thing about that Disney Cruise Line. So I mentioned a little bit earlier that we're expanding the fleet with the two new ships, and we really can't wait to have all of you on board. Now, obviously, these ships take some time to build, and while we're anxiously awaiting their arrival, we sort of decided that maybe two ships wouldn't be enough. Yep. So, you heard that right. Disney Cruise Line will be adding one more ship to its fleet. Our guests keep telling us how much they love Disney Cruise Line, and that's why by 2023, we will nearly have doubled the size of our fleet. And each of our ships will have their own unique experiences. So we can't wait for all of you to sail with us. Across Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, at Sea Ann on land, we have a blast bringing to life the stories and characters that people love. And another story that's near and dear to many of our guests is Toy Story. Guests can experience the world of Andy's toys in our parks in many ways, including the popular Toy Story Midway Mania. And the two themed lands in Paris and Hong Kong. And as you know, we're building two new lands in Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando and Shanghai Disney Resort based on these beloved characters and their stories. So we've sent a top-notch reconnaissance team to Orlando and Shanghai to report back on the progress to all of us. So we'll try to go to them by satellite.
Awesome. I was just over there a little while ago. You can see the whole footprint of the new entry. It's going to be really cool.
Yes, speaking of, so excited.
It's true. Like, the footprint even of Aliens is entirely there. Yeah. You've got turntable spinning.
That's
you
awesome.
Got deep inside on the turntable. It's fine.
Alpha Tango, this is Alpha Bravo. Come in, Alpha Tango. Ready for your report from Shanghai.
There they are. I've got eyes on them, Alpha Bravo.
Look at all just a couple of months after the break, everything was erected.
And I think when guests see all the landscape shows and all the attractions, they will be excited.
You think Shanghai audience will be so crazy about coming to Andy's backyard? It will be really beautiful.
Yeah, can't wait to see all the guests ringing to our land.
Mission accomplished. Back to you, Alpha Bravo.
10-4, Alpha Tango. Good job. Red alert! Red alert!
Don't forget, this is top secret.
You're right. Don't you have this feeling we're kind of being listened to and watched today?
I don't think so.
No?
So I've been to both Shanghai and Orlando in the last month, and it's all looking really, really great. And at our last D23 Expo, Kathy Magnum talked about how Toy Story Land is part of our work to make Hollywood Studios at Disney a place where you can step into the world of your favorite stories. So many of you have asked when you can visit this new land. Well, I'm pleased to tell you that it is next summer. And I think it's safe to say that we all can't wait. You know, the toys of Toy Story are some of the most popular characters within the Disney Pixar family. And the creative minds of Pixar have created many other favorites too. We've been introducing them into our parks in a number of ways. So there's the popular Buzz Lightyear Astro Blaster. There's Finding Nemo's submarine voyage. And of course, just right down the street, Cars Land, just here. But you know, we think that we have some more opportunities to bring them to life more than ever. So I'm thrilled to announce that next year, right across the street at Disneyland Resort, guests can experience these magical worlds in brand new ways. Because in 2018, the resort will come alive with Pixar Fest. This celebration features a new fireworks spectacular, as well as special characters and entertainment moments throughout both parks. Now, one of our favorites, the Pixar Play Parade, will move across the street for guests to enjoy at Disneyland Park. So, at California Adventure, the popular Paint the Night can return again. Now, I know that many of us have missed these parades and are very excited to see them again. And there may even be a new float to help us celebrate. As part of this celebration, we're also going to be bringing even more Pixar stories to Disney California Adventure. And we're fortunate to have so many amazing colleagues at Disney Pixar to help us build upon that, including, of course, my favorite Mr. Incredible, John Lasseter. So you know what, D23 Expo? What would you think if you joined us right now? Happens to you when you go to like the grocery store or what?
Yeah, it does all the time.
So John, you've been so instrumental in the parks. What's it like to work with our Imagineers?
I grew up in Whittier, California. And this was my favorite place, Disneyland, to come to all the time. So now to see the characters that I've been a part of being created come alive at these parks, it's a dream come true for me. It's beyond a dream. And actually one of the absolute best parts of my job is I get to work with Walt Disney Imagineering as well and helping with a lot of these projects. And Imagineering is an unbelievable place because, you know, at our animation studios, we do a lot of drawings and the animation's created within the computers, but you go to Imagineering and there's models and stuff, and it's so much fun. It's like the folks that organize my schedule know, they can't get me out of Imagineering. You know, I love it there so much. And we have so much amazing ideas for the Pixar characters in all the resorts, and it's super fun.
That's great. You know, John, I think there may be more opportunity to bring Pixar to life.
What? Really?
Yep, because
I'm so excited! What, Bob? Tell me!
Wait for it. Next summer, Paradise Pier becomes Pixar Pier.
Yeah! Okay, this is really awesome. We are going to have a home at Disney California Adventure, which I love this park. And for all these Pixar characters, it's going to be the home for Pixar characters. There's going to be, oh man, they're going to be all over the place. Of course, who likes Toy Story Mania? Yeah. Well, you know it's the home of Toy Story Mania. Well, the whole pier becomes a home for so many other Pixar characters. It's going to be fantastic. Maybe some new lights, too?
I think we can do that.
I love asking him questions in front of 7,000 people. This is great.
So, John.
Pixar Pier. Pixar Pier.
Pixar Pier. So, what about this fall? Is there anything new coming to Cars Land for this fall?
Why, yes. Okay, you know how we like to celebrate Halloween, right? And Halloween's become really, really big in the parks, right? Well, did you know that the citizens of Radiator Springs celebrate Halloween too?
Who knew?
Coming this season will be the first ever Cars Land Halloween experience. It's going to be a complete overlay of the entire land to Halloween. And you'll see your favorite citizens of Radio Springs maybe dressed up for the holiday, too.
So, John, we're looking forward to all these new developments at Disney California Adventure and at Disneyland for Pixar. Big Pixar time for us.
Yeah.
Any parting words for the team here?
Well, I tell you what. When we create our films, we want them to last forever in people's homes. And what's the greatest thing about being part of this company is that we have these incredible parks and resorts around the world so that our characters can stay alive, you know, in all these resorts for all of you. And we're so proud to be a part of that tradition and to be able to keep feeding amazing new stories and characters to stay in line with the parks forever. And I'm so excited. And the Imagineers are unbelievable in how they come up with the creative ideas to keep our characters alive forever. So.
Well, thank you, John. I know
thank
you're
you,
a busy guy this week. Thank you very much. So we're working to bring other stories to life as well. And the latest example is Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. This high-intensity, action-packed adventure with these superheroes is getting rave reviews. In fact, in just 2 months after it opened, it's already the highest-rated attraction at Disneyland Resort. It opened, we said that it would only be the beginning of what would become an even larger superhero presence at Disney California Adventure. Now, I'm guessing that some of you might have noticed this hatch. Yeah, I figured. And of course, it created a lot of online speculation. So I'd like to bring out a friend of ours who might have some idea of what's going on here because he always has a lot to say. Please join me in welcoming from Walt Disney World, Baby Groot. Hey Groot, welcome to D23 Expo. Is there anything you'd like to say to all of our biggest fans? Okay, I think they're pretty excited to see you too. Whoa, hold on. What do you mean? They love you. How many Flora Colossus have bread in their own likeness? I know. There's 7,000 people out there. We've been sharing a lot about what's new at Walt Disney Parks and Resorts. Groot, we talked about this during rehearsal. You weren't supposed to tell them all that. It's way too early.
I am Groot.
Oh, all right. So, well, since Groot spilled the beans, I might as well elaborate. Soon, the Guardians will be joined by Spider-Man and the Avengers in what will become a completely immersive superhero universe at Disney California Adventure. These new stories will build on the success of Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout and create a place where you can team up with your favorite heroes like never before. Now, we can't share too many details yet. Our Imagineers and our friends at Marvel are working hand in hand on this, but I'm confident that they'll outdo themselves once again. Thanks for all your help, Groot. It was great having you here, but it's time to say goodbye. Have a magical day. Thank you, Groot. So stay tuned, because Marvel fans have a lot more to hear about this, and we're really working hard on the development, and it's going to be spectacular. So as I mentioned before, we're lucky to have a treasure trove of stories and characters, and that's why we can do all this and more, including our work to expand our Marvel presence in Hong Kong. And now closer to home, one of our most classic shows, Fantasmic, which coincidentally is a favorite of mine. was getting a little update while the Rivers of America was being refurbished, right? We all know that. Now, how many of you might have missed it while I was away? So I'm guessing many of you know that it's officially coming back on Monday for Disneyland's birthday. But you know, we thought, since our very best friends are in town, that maybe I'd pull a few strings here and there and ensure that Fantasmic comes back tonight. But that's not all, because we're guessing that many of you already are planning to visit Disneyland maybe over the weekend. So for those of you that have tickets, we have a great opportunity for you. How about reserve seating for Fantasmic Party? Okay, so just a small piece of logistics here. 7,000 of you. All right. At the end of the presentation today, you're going to receive a credential. All right? After the show, take it to the stage pass on the expo floor. You have until 7 p.m. Repeat, you have until 7 p.m. There you'll receive a wristband for one of four Fantasmic showtimes, either tonight or tomorrow night. But don't worry, there's enough for everyone. Don't worry, there's enough for everyone. The return of this beloved show. And as you can see, we have quite a few things going on, and we're not slowing down. And while we like to take time to celebrate our past, we honestly could not be more excited about our future. As Walt once said, we keep moving forward, trying new things. And with you and our cast along for the ride, we know that the best is yet to come. Whether it's new shows, new attractions, new lands, new transportation, we are looking at every single detail to give you even more magic and happiness as you spend your time with us, to exceed your expectations today, tomorrow, and into the future. Because like you, we like to dream big, and we can't wait to share so many new surprises and new experiences with all of you to make your new memories. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned how important guest letters are to us. And I'd like to share part of one of my favorites with you.
Dear Disney, while most parents look forward to a day at Disneyland, it's not always that way for my wife Nancy and me. Our son Trey is 6 years old, and he's autistic. On our latest visit, Trey told us that he wanted a balloon. And not just any balloon. It had to be a clear balloon with a green Mickey Mouse inside. On our way out of the park that evening, we looked up and down Main Street for a balloon seller, but we couldn't find one. Trey was starting to get upset. My wife promised Trey that she would find him a balloon, and off she went. While she was only gone for maybe half an hour, it seemed like an eternity. Suddenly, he leaped out of the stroller and started to run away. He ran past several people on Main Street and into Nancy's arms. She was holding a clear balloon with a Mickey Mouse inside. It was green. Trey was jumping for joy. Nancy told me that she'd found two cast members. She asked them about balloons. They told her that there weren't any more for sale. Either they saw the horror on her face, or they just cared that much. Because they went backstage on their own initiative to find her a green balloon. To us, that day will always be priceless. We will never forget that green balloon.
Dream. As I sit there while they rode the merry-go-round, did all these things, sit on a bench, eating peanuts, I felt that there should be something built, some kind of an amusement enterprise built, where the parents and the children could have fun together.
Wow, listening to that again, Disney just runs you through the gamut of emotions from beginning to end. I just can't even start talking about all the different things we just listened to again because we're already really long. However, tune in next week. We're going to discuss all the different things that we did here today in a little bit more detail and try to figure out how they're going to do some of these things or where it's going to happen. So that's it for show number 196, guys. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with the show, email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Touch base with us on our Facebook pages. We have the Disney Nerd Podcast page. We also have the Disney Nerd Group page. Both places are a really fun time to kind of get together with other Disney nerds. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. If you would like to join our